All right, anything else? Can I have a motion to adopt the minutes as amended?
Well.
With that correction?
Right.
And then there's the four that we'll.
Can you say that again?
It started.
It's recording.
At the last meeting, Ms. Tate asked about the presence of Ms. Wyatt, the financial officer, at the meeting. My answer to that was answered poorly, I misspoke, and I did not mean to imply that Ms. Wyatt did not want to come to the meeting.
And just for the record, our meetings are open to the public, so if anybody had any inclination to be at the meeting, is always more than welcome. All right, so again, can I get a motion to adopt the minutes with that correction? And with maybe a notation that we'll get the answer to the other four questions that we have by the next meeting.
I'll send you that.
All right, I got a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. All those in favor? It's unanimous. All right, so now we're looking at the disbursements.
Which I say might should be tabled until we get the financial report from the accounting we hired temporarily.
So that we have matching numbers and accurate information. Well, but if you have any questions, if you scan through something, if you have something that you would like to ask, just take a minute for as long as you need.
Well, I mean, there's a lot here to look at.
Yeah.
There were a lot of disbursements prior to the end of the year to make sure that we spent all of the state aid money that we had to spend. So there were more purposes than normal. So we want to make sure all that was accurate.
The one question I had was on this Smith County Public Library account analysis, which is this sheet right here. And it says 1 month ended July 31st, 2019. And then the next column is 1 month ended July 31st, 2018.
That was probably because, it was someone new using the reports and it's probably.
My question is, this says under cash that we have minus $94,016.35.
Which, according to the funds actually in our general fund bank account, does not seem to be something exactly. It doesn't equate, which is part of the reason why we will be seeking accounting closeout to find it and make sure these numbers are correct.
Okay.
An outside agency that can clear up a lot of the issues.
Well, that was just on my quick look at it. That stuck out.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Well, until we get, this would be my recommendation, and tell me what you think. Until we have an outside firm come in and get everything balanced and cleaned up, maybe we don't adopt these until we
have
where we
have.
No,
we should not.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Do not.
Now, was there disbursements in here, though, that we need to adopt?
At this point, I'm not sure.
I did not see one.
So,
okay. All right. Then we'll move
so
on.
So the timeline to give us.
I would think.
Oh, I would like to hire the outside closeout accountant by the first of next week, and I would like to, I don't know how long it will take them to do it, but do it as expediently as possible. As soon as I have those findings, I will email them to you, and then we will go over it in a public forum at the next meeting.
Okay, so by next meeting we should.
By next meeting we definitely should have them, but I would think prior they should come out.
I would think so.
Payable and payment list? I mean, I don't know, you said, are there some disbursements that we need to
essentially hand print everything that would look like something might be something to look at.
Well, so this is something I mean, looking at this, when it says Amazon 24/79/43, we need a breakdown of that.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot have, and we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And what's AmTrust North America? Is that something?
I don't remember.
Oh, probably insurance or something.
Yeah.
It's workers' compensation. There's another one back here that tells you what I
June 30th?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you can get things like totals for Balloon Lady, but you can't get Amazon to
spend. In the system, they were, things were not put in there, into the system, always under vendor. They were put under, mostly under type, from what I was told by Ms. Lowe.
And what's the difference?
Well, if you have it under type, you might get these general things like miscellaneous, as opposed to this item, this item, this item, as to what they actually are. So going forward, she would like to change that system so they have individual expenditures rather than coded general thing, so we know specifically what we spent, and then we code it as to what account it comes out of.
It looks like on the purchases journal.
Oh, okay.
So it's broken. This is more of the.
Okay.
Okay.
This is more of the summary, and this is the backup.
Okay. Sorry. Thanks.
And I would think when we have someone that actually can use the software to its full potential.
What software is it?
It's Accounting CS. It's a Thomson Reuters product. It's used by a lot of different accounting firms. So three of the ones I've talked to use it. And it's supposed to be a very powerful piece of software. But not everyone actually uses it to its potential.
It'll have a lot of modules.
Beneficial.
Just like Microsoft Office.
There should be no hand stuff at this stage.
Does anyone?
So do we need to?
I would think we need to approve the
some kind
the,
of paying the bills,
the,
right?
The disbursements.
but we don't know the amount.
Those are.
I mean, you got a couple ways we can, depending on when they run those numbers, we could authorize the chairman to make a one-time disbursements, with documentation that would be presented at the next meeting. There's a couple we could call up. Our next meeting will be relatively quick, meeting, and it's the 20th.
And I hate I'm not going to be here.
The next meeting is 2 weeks.
I mean, basically, tell me if I'm wrong, but they're paying the bills as they come in, and that's what's generating.
Which would generate these
disbursements. We're just approving those disbursements.
After they've already been dispersed, not before. Yeah.
So we can double up on disbursements at the next one once we get a lot of these issues corrected.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I keep having questions.
No worries.
But on Convergence,
yes.
Voice Networks Inc.
Yes.
So that is that taking the place of CenturyLink?
That is taking the place of CenturyLink's equipment. We still will have to pay for phone lines service, but we will not have to have the ongoing maintenance contract that we have with CenturyLink. We will have newer equipment because the equipment we had was 2005-ish and has not been dependable. So now we will have new phones that are with new capabilities that are working on running the cables starting tomorrow. They're already working on that.
So is that going to be the total for?
That's total, yeah. So we're paying. The only total for that could be less because that was a quote for more lines than we actually probably need. So,
okay. Thank you.
So it may actually be less than that.
Okay.
have any questions or?
This looks more like the numbers. Totals versus movements. Monthly statement, state expenditures, period ending July 31st. There must be one in June also.
So on the financials, once we get them cleared up, we'll double up on everything. And those need to come out by email so that we have plenty of time to go through them prior to the meeting.
And maybe after the comment,
if you have questions, you can comment, and then maybe at that meeting, whoever we end up with to assist in the discussion. Maybe we can get them to come to the next meeting because they would be here. Well, I mean, and we can email out the answers, but they would be here to give us an overview of what they found.
Okay.
All right. We'll slide on to the director's report.
Okay. All right. So it's been a while, and I will try to go through but most of the things I think they've accomplished in those 2 months. As always, the first thing I will talk about are the Friends of the Library work. The Chilhowee Friends of the Library has contributed funds and labor to the summer reading program. They reported library information to the Chilhowee Town Council, attended the Chilhowee Old School Renovation Committee meeting in support of the library, and has continued its ongoing book sale. The Marion Friends of the Library has held several Saturday book sales in support of the library in addition to the one they have ongoing. The Solvo Friends of the Library has contributed funds in support of library summer reading program and other programs. As always, we greatly appreciate the work and support of our different friends.
And maybe the next time that Ms. Burchett, you're talking with her, maybe she would be interested in doing a little blurb on thanking the Friends of the Libraries from the different groups and all the good work that they do.
I agree. I did tell her that. During the interview with Ms. Burchett, I spoke with her for 2 hours. Not everything we talked about made it into the article. But that was one thing I specifically said.
Yeah, that's.
Well, just make sure you reiterate to them that we appreciate everything that they do.
They do a lot.
Okay. Harkening back to that, I was interviewed by the Smith County News. The article I was interviewed on this past Monday. Article came out on Wednesday. It was very positive press for the library, and we appreciate very much that work. Long-term library employees, Linda Ruth and Judy White, retired at the end of June. We're grateful for the hard work and commitment to the library system over the 25 and 30 years they worked for us, and their efforts have been and will continue to be missed. On June 28th, the library held a recognition dinner at Hungry Mother Restaurant in honor of long-term staff who have retired or left our service. In addition to library staff and family, representatives of each Friends groups, all funding agencies and the Chamber of Commerce were invited to the special event. 44 people attended, including many of the board of trustees, lots of staff, representatives from each of the three Friends groups. And the Chamber of Commerce was, her chair was coming, but she had some kind of child-related clothing emergency on the way out the door.
It happens.
Yeah. And she texted me, so she could.
Well, I would just like to say, I appreciate the efforts. I appreciate the work. I mean, where we are now we're moving in a positive direction, and to be able to reach out to other groups and other organizations that have assisted the library, the Smith County Public Library, in this transition, I think is tremendous.
Okay.
It's been a community effort.
Well, I think so.
It was
a very nice dinner.
Very nice dinner. Yeah. And I think everybody appreciated it. And
in
most places, it's been a long, and it's, it was a really nice occasion.
It was very nice. Our reservations and contract were for 60 plates. We had 44 there. We had several cancel at the last minute. If those people had not canceled, we would have been right in the ballpark of 60. The food was terrific. Most of it was gone by the end of the night. They ate a whole bunch of it, and they all took it to go. So we made sure it did not go to waste.
Right.
And we thought, It was, you know, almost the two-year anniversary of becoming Smith County Public. Our employees have gone through a lot of change in 2 years, instituted, you know, new integrated library systems, learned new procedures, taken on new responsibilities, continued and increased fantastic programming efforts, and, you know, they deserved, you know, to be recognized as well. But as did the people who have, you know, have retired, and we would want to just recognize them for that.
And this is something most people do every year anyway. Yeah. So that's the first time I've seen it here. So it's good.
All right.
Christmas one.
Yeah. 2019 reading summer reading program started the 1st of June as a universe of stories. It ran from June 1st until today. All three locations offer a variety of programs for different age groups, including a number of family events and programs for adults and teens. Different this year, we had some of the different locations offer different programming. Then, you know, times they would have some of them the same three all day, some had some different ones based on the uniqueness of each site. The petting zoo, we had a petting zoo here and at Sawville that Marion couldn't have because we still don't have a grassy spot. But we're going to work on that eventually. Snakes Alive was the first family event and is usually the biggest family event, and it was still the biggest family event. So over 600 people attended Snakes Alive.
Wow.
And it was the hard deadline that I set for getting all the things moved in Marion to have it ready for Snakes Alive.
Right. So, and that worked out.
So we have hundreds of patrons participate in many different things. You know, the adult and teen programming, I like to shout out is children, it's always great. Teens, it's, you know, improving, and they're like getting stray cats to come to teen programs. Adult programming has been, you know, is improving. They have been great and very creative. Marion has had trouble with adult programming, more so than that. This year, Amber Combs, who has taken over adult programming duties, has killed it. For her first time, she has had several different crafting workshops, all of which fill up and have a waiting list. So it's been really, really impressive. I attended the Chihuahua Town Council meeting on July 11th because this meeting had been postponed and I was allowed to go. I emphasize our commitment to the town and thank them for their continual financial and support and the work they do here for us on the library. All computer and reference services in Marion have been moved to the upstairs area. Downstairs area has been cleared to provide greater space for programming like Snakes Alive and the other summer reading family events. Upstairs offices have been rearranged to provide more efficient uses of space. Parts of the collection have been relocated to different spots. Shelving units and furniture have been both either removed or relocated. And all those changes require great effort, planning, and cooperation from a number of the library staff. And it has really changed the way that library space is used.
What's been your feedback?
Most of the feedback is positive. There are some people who don't like change. Most of the feedback is very positive. Plus, you can see how the space is being used in a better function. There's a lot more open areas to get to the periodicals and to the new books have been moved so that they are easy to see. There's more room to place the DVDs and allow growth space. The soft seating we have placed at different parts of the library rather than one spot have led to people sitting there just around the library, moving around, doing work on those units that basically sometimes just sit fallow. It's the changes to the where the computer stations are has been solid. They are in use most of the time, but they are not overly filled most of the time. which is about what we wanted to see. We have added, five computers that are hardwired in at the same place that the computer stations at, by the Heritage Room were. Now they can use them for both purposes. We added another station that is attached to the wireless rather than hardwired. It doesn't print, but it does allow people who want to come in, play a game, watch a movie, or just surf, can do that. We also put in two stations that we thought about seeing how they worked as to whether we put other additional wireless stations, but actually those have started being used by people bringing their own laptops and things in, and are in use a lot of the time. So that was an unexpected bonus. The staff have been great in it. Todd Owens from downstairs, who had always done a fantastic job in reference and computing, he's now upstairs where we can see more of what he does. He watched him interaction. He comes to ask questions. And I've seen even more so how he handles challenging patrons. And he comes to me and tells me if there's an issue. He informs me of that. But usually he's already handled it, as well as it can be handled. So it's, I've just been thrilled. And our coffee station went live a week ago Monday. And so we offer coffee, regular coffee for free if they have a cup with a lid and that they bring in their own. If they do not have one and they still want coffee, we will sell them a cup with a lid for $1, a disposable cup. If they want something other than regular coffee, we bought a machine at Ollie's for $40 that has both a regular coffee pot and a Keurig pot thing. So people who want tea, decaf, specialty flavor, or hot chocolate can buy a Keurig style pod of those. And if they do that, that costs $1, but if they do that, we'll give them a disposable cup for free if they need one. It's taken a little bit of time for people to start using it, but they have started using it more, and I hope that will continue. We actually had a complaint, says, why are you giving coffee for free? You can make that, make money off that. I said, well, we're going to do both. So it's what we're trying to do. On the day I had the interview with Smith County News, one of the reasons she wanted to do the interview was to do a story on the new coffee station. So I used that as a way to piggyback on one of the other things I want to talk about the library. When she took a picture, of the coffee station, wanted to take a picture of the coffee station, we came off the elevator and we had two of the soft seating chairs in front of the periodicals, both in use. Yeah, one guy, it's in the paper, so one guy drinking coffee and one reading. Couldn't have asked for anything better. Just was happy coincidence all the way around. So, we are looking, I've asked for bids on drinkware, so we can to travel mugs to see what those cost. I think if we can get those at a reasonable cost, I think that we can then offer them for a donation of a certain amount to increase revenue. So we'll see how that goes. And the Pepsi machines are getting closer to being operational. I've learned a lot about Pepsi machines and vending machines in general. They all seem to have their own quirks. They have their own models that do different things. The one closest to being operational is the one here in Shohowie that actually has drinks in it. We just have to kind of label it. And then we'll work. When I get time to do it, I'll get some of the other ones loaded in Marion, but that just hasn't happened in the last couple of weeks. We're trying different things to see what works. Collection moves and additional shelving are being added here in Shohowie to maximize space and visibility of the collection. Some of the shelving that we took down in Marion, we were able to bring here to use.
Repurposing is great.
We'd like to use what we already have, and we don't want to buy anything extra. Yeah. The changes have been really good to see, and Heather Carter or Jennifer Reichenbecker, who worked very hard to implement those changes, and I appreciate that. Sawvill is relocating furniture and planning to move and remove computers. They're always working to maximize space and continue to do so.
Don't have much to maximize, do we? Yeah.
And on June 15th, Ms. Carter and I represented the library at the Chihaui Old Schoolhouse Renovation Committee annual meeting. That group made the recommendation unsolicited to expand library space and or provide more library control of the building, which was great. I was like, I did not expect that at all. We didn't have to say a word. To make sure that continues on, I volunteered to serve on the group's board of directors, so we're going to keep talking about that. But they talked about either possibly, remodeling some of the areas, looking where if we could expand like through the where the women's bathroom is toward where the classroom is. They talked about adding to going out the other side, none of which I even thought was a possibility before. But they seemed really gung ho on it. So we'll see if we can figure out how much something like that might cost and how we can raise money for it. In Saltville, the GCS building has been used for across from the grocery store, the old Piggly Wiggly, has been used this year, just like last year, again for family events. And it is going to be taken over by the new wellness center that's going into Saltville. But I just happened to be at the library one day where the town manager and a representative of the Wellness Center came in specifically to talk to Chris Sheets about the work, the things that she's been doing. They were kind of expecting to allow us to partner with them for programs in the gym they prepared to build. So I will say that, that particular move in Saltville and the one for the Chihaui Renovation Committee, neither of those options would have been possible without the efforts and inclusion that you all have helped sponsor of the smaller branches. It's a direct result of our efforts to make this all one team. And we want to continue doing that as much as we can. It's always to see good results based on what you're doing. And I'm sure I missed things, but that's what I got for now.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any questions? Board of Supervisors report. I don't have anything to report, but if you ever have any questions, you call me, text me, email me, or ask.
So a new member by next meeting?
I would think we will have a new member by the next meeting sworn in and ready to go. Okay. Any other questions? So we'll go down to open issues. We have the budget.
Okay. For the budget, I think part of it is we need to prepare the one for this fiscal year. We'll probably need to be finalized until we know exactly where we stand financially. So after we have our accounting closeout, we'll know more of where we stand. We now do have the amounts from the different funders.
Yeah, what are they?
Okay, so we had level funding, $660,000 from the county. We had level funding from Chihaui of $21,532. We had level funding from Saltville at $21,100. And we had a slight cut of $5,000 from the town of Marion, which is unfortunate, but hopefully we'll get that back next year.
And what will that be?
I think
$33,500. How much?
$33,500. We've gotten the first disbursement of funds from the state of Virginia. We are completing the paperwork that has to be sent in about how we plan to use that money approximately, and then certifying that we are getting financial support from the local localities, and those will be sent in first of next week. So other than that, we said we're identifying as many different ways to maximize, you know, our usage of money, to see what resources we can streamline, reevaluate, you know, job positions as they come available, figure out what else we can add to revenue. For example, we were told, and we'll see more so after the new accountant comes through, that we should make at least $40,000 or save $40,000 in payroll by making the move of all the Marion services upstairs. So we're doing what we can.
Now explain that to me. I'm sorry, but okay. I don't understand that.
How that would work is, with the services downstairs, we had, you know, Todd Owens at full time, but we still had to pay other people to monitor that area for the time Todd wasn't there. So after he either goes home or before he gets there on the days he comes in late. With the move and then staffing it all day on the days he's off. With the move upstairs, we don't have to do that anymore.
So you don't have those people?
We've eliminated most of the on-call part-time people, and just unless they're covering for somebody that's on vacation or sick. So when Todd isn't there working his regular hours, we just cover with the staff we already have working upstairs, which will save money. And it has we had already severely cut the use of our on-call people earlier in the year, and this cuts it down even further. But those people have never been guaranteed any amount of hours or pay. So it is the.
So how many did we have?
Well, we have a lot of people on roster. We've got probably 20 or so on roster, but they would only be used one or two at a time. So we used more last fiscal year during the changeover to our new ILS system because they all needed training. Our own staff who were there more full time needed to go through even more sophisticated training, which needed things to be covered. So that was higher last year than it might typically be, but now it's going to go down way low.
Questions? We'll slide that out. Unless you have questions, maybe since we've had a long meeting, if the employee, the handbook, of course, the rearrangement plans, you've already
discussed that. Right, yeah.
Now, the safety plan, unless you have a specific question.
Well, I can say on the safety plan, we did have a meeting in Marion where the sheriff came and did active shooter training. There's also going to be trainings in Saltville and Chilhowie. So they can decide either where they want the sheriff or talk with the town police, but they'll have one specifically for those locations.
Sounds great. Then we had a holiday schedule that came out, which was basically last year's holiday schedule updated to the new dates.
Okay.
Have we adopted that?
Did we do it by email? Yeah, because we had it for July.
Can I get a copy of that email?
Yes.
So that we can?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll get those put in the system.
Okay.
All right. Sliding them down, of course, personnel changes. We've discussed that. Programming, we've gone over statistics.
Or should have been in your packet. Uh-huh. They are, you know, they're high. Summer reading is good for that. And
summer reading was a big success.
Yeah. And as always, it just keeps going up and up.
All right. And again, stop me if I'm going too fast. I'm assuming our next meeting will be in Saltville.
When are you scheduled?
You're gone on the 8th.
That was it the 8th? I thought it was the 15th.
Second Thursday, right?
It's the second Thursday.
Second Thursday.
Is it the 8th?
I think so.
Let me pull up my calendar real quick.
It is. I thought it was the 14th.
The second Thursday would be August the 8th, because August 1st is
the first.
Okay. Well, then I think I can be there.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Because so I was going to propose we move it out a week, but yeah. That's the week.
No, I think
gone.
I can be there.
Okay.
I, The only reason I wouldn't be is if I have to go down and keep my little grandson in North Carolina, but I won't know that.
Until you get a little closer.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll set that for the 8th at
5:30.
August 8th at 5:30 in Salt Lake. And last thing that I wanted to discuss with you is of course, with Ms. Smith, who we appreciate all the hard work that she did, and she was a longtime member prior.
Yeah.
So like I said, she did a fantastic job, and I'm going to miss her counsel. We will have another board meeting or another board member in Ms. Place before the 8th meeting, sworn in, ready to go. Ms. Smith was also the vice chair. And so we need to have a vice chair. Now, my time on the board is now limited. I will be done in December. There will be someone, or my position will be replaced on this board, I believe, before I leave, so that we're not down a member. So I would like for you three to really give a lot of thought to a possible chair and vice chair. And if someone is willing to jump in, I'll make the nomination. And if somebody, and to be the chair, I will still be here. I mean, I'll be more than happy to assist. I'll be more than happy to do whatever you need me to do. Nobody will look me in the eyes. and it might be help with the transition period. So give it some serious thought, and maybe by the next meeting.
I'm sitting here thinking about maybe we need more board members.
I will be more than happy to have that discussion. But like I said, even with new board members,
right,
it probably should be someone who has a little bit of the background. And even though you've only been here 8 months, 8 months is better than nothing. and plus, all of you do a great job. You ask questions. You don't take things for granted, and that's appreciated. And from the board supervisor standpoint, that's appreciated. And I will say that as a board member, and I speak for other board members.
So why is your time up in December? Is on the board?
I will not be on the board of supervisors anymore.
Okay.
As of January 1, there will be a new Rye Valley District.
Will someone be replacing you who is a member of the board of supervisors?
That will be a discussion that I'll have with the board. We had this. The only reason why I was put on here was because of all the past issues. The board, not me, the board told me they wanted me to be there to help with the transition. So it doesn't have to be. There are five members currently, five positions, which, I've said this before, was the minimum amount of board members allowed by code. So at that time, the board supervisors said, we'll go with five. And I'll be honest with you, trying to get people to join, it's a much, much easier now when you talk to people. It was quite...
Well, I want to say that I think it would be helpful in many ways...
To go to seven.
To have seven people.
Right.
Because we could have committees and we could...
Like I said, the board has had that discussion, and in the replacement of people as they've left, that has been part of the consideration to make sure that you didn't have two from Chilhowee, two from Marion, two from Saltville, two from Rye Valley, to make sure that we disperse that out.
Well, yeah.
So
as it should be.
Right.
So is there anyone who feels froggy and would like to be the vice chair tonight? or the chair? For that matter, it's not a problem. And like I said, I will continue to be here.
We will give it
some
deep
thought.
And I think my term is up next June, the end of June.
Okay.
I think that's my turn next year.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So you're gonna take it back.
So I may not be coming back.
Well,
how long have you been on the board?
Oh, mercy.
She just re-upped.
When Mr. Burton and the original group, they were staggered 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Right.
So that as people were coming on, you had the stagger.
Right.
Ms. Smith was up. Now I think you're next. And then my position will be next, but mine actually will change. I mean, I love y'all to death, but you know, when I finish my eighth year on the Board of Supervisors,
you're done.
I'm gonna be finished. But I will make sure that there's a smooth transition, you know, in that, because you've all worked too hard, you know, to get to where we are now, which is a very positive thing. And just for the record, in no way, shape, or form do I, as a Board of Supervisors member or any other Board of Supervisors member, support the harassment and bullying techniques that have been going on recently. And we'll work in every way to try to do that. That is not fair for any of you. It's not fair to any employee. It's not unfair. It's not fair for anyone. And I apologize that people have to go through that, but you know, unfortunately, we live in a time where sometimes some of that nonsense seems to give people meaning. Sad. With that said, you give it some serious thought. And just for the record, Ms. Tate, I would say the person who maybe doesn't come to the meeting could be the one that's volunteered.
I'm gonna be here if I have to crawl.
I gotta rebook my flights.
Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move.
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
That's unanimous. Thank you for all you do.
And you had a great vacation.
Thank you. Yes.
And you prepare for your glasses.
I would owe about 40 pairs of glasses because I've been left here.
I wear Downey's dollars for
a reason. Yeah,
you start snarking about me. I'll just get
and then I'll find a pair that feel safe in it. And then I'll lose days. And then I'm like, trying on. Do these feel as good?